Core values. Previously, we've described the need to identify a common vision, the shared idea, that holds any community together. With my mountain community, for example, it was the rugged beauty of the wilderness that originally drew a group of diverse laborers, farmers, artists, and visionaries into the valley that became our home, and it was the threat of losing that beauty that brought us together to protect it. The values that define any community, from a mountain neighborhood to an entire nation, are the glue that holds them together through thick and thin, in the good times and in the times that are not so good. For much of the modern world, core values have been based to one degree or another around the idea of wealth and expressed in terms of the acquisition, storage, and protection of money and valuables. Without a doubt, money is important in our lives, and our financial systems are a reality that we must all accept to participate in the present-day world. What I'm suggesting here is that the meaning we give to money will change in a transformed world while the money still exists. It will no longer be the reason why we work, and accumulating money will no longer be the primary goal of our dreams. For a core value to be sustainable for any community, local or global, it must be based upon a principle that works for everyone, and that's reflected in everyone's lives. For this reason, the core value of a transformed world will become the quality of life itself. While the indicators that tell us about the quality of life could fill a book, they must include honoring our relationship with the newly discovered ecological boundaries that makes life possible in our world. In 2009, the prestigious journal Nature published a feature that provided a first step in identifying these values and the reasons for shifting the way we think of our relationship to the natural world. The report was drawn from a study authored by Johan Rockström, professor of environmental science at Stockholm University, and his colleagues, providing a strong case for a much more integrated, almost holistic view of Earth's life-giving systems. The study clearly shows, from a scientific perspective, what so many people have felt intuitively about how natural systems work together to maintain the delicate balance that makes life in our world possible. While there are hundreds of science-based reports published each year documenting the damage that industry and our demand for natural resources has done to the planet, I'm mentioning the Nature report here for a specific reason. It carries us beyond simply knowing about the damage and the frightening statistics of destruction. What makes this report so meaningful is that it offers a powerful new perspective identifying the harmony that must be protected among the systems that make up the bigger picture of our world. So rather than focusing on a single facet, such as greenhouse gases and global warming, for example, both of which are already acknowledged as vital parts of the equation, the report states that we must think of the other systems that work in harmony along with the climate. In summary, these systems are identified as follows: climate, land use, biodiversity, freshwater use, the phosphorus cycle, the nitrogen cycle, ozone depletion, and ocean acidification. It's the combined effect of these eight vital systems working together that provides what the researchers now call the safe operating space that supports us and life in our world. In the report, Rockström and his team state that this bigger picture of integrated systems is vital if we are to understand the complete story and if we hope to have meaningful information to adapt to the changes that are inevitable and to prevent those that are still on the horizon. The shift from a core value of materialism to a core value of the quality of life that honors these systems will need to reflect this discovery of Earth's safe zone and these 8 planetary boundaries. Organization. The neighborhoods and communities that make up much of the modern world are governed by rules based upon the same kind of organization that we see in most corporations and governments. They employ a top-down approach to getting things done, and while top-down may work for a business or a corporation, it has its disadvantages when it comes to an entire community. The problem is that when there's a diversity in a community that's spread across different time zones, different climates, different geographies and lifestyles and culture, such as we see in the United States, for example, it's rare that one solution, created half a continent away, can effectively meet the needs of every community when the conditions are so varied. This reality is at the core of many of the divisions that have developed in nations undergoing large-scale change in a transformed world. The ability of local communities to make the choices that are best for them will be the key to successful solutions and national unity.